This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I love it when people find the right words to say to ease a difficult situation, or to give comfort, or to pay tribute to someone. Marian Anderson was the American contralto renowned for her performances in opera, spirituals, many kinds of music. She may be best known for singing on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in 1939 after she was denied permission to sing for an integrated audience at Washington's D.A.R. Constitution Hall. In 1931, on a trip to Europe, Marian Anderson performed for the great Finnish composer Jean Sibelius in his home. In 1974, during an interview, Anderson recalled, "I remembered that Sibelius came over to me, embraced me, and said, 'My roof is too low for you.'" I love this beautiful tribute to a singer's voice. What a phrase! How perfectly it captures an appreciation for her mastery. "My roof is too low for you." Here's Marian Anderson singing.
In my heart is a rose, Lord, a rosy.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.